All right, we're going to continue down the line of information items. We'll move to number 11, Lake Byron Land Exchange. Ryan Wendinger is going to be joining us virtually. There he is. Ryan, welcome. Whenever you're ready, sir, go ahead and begin.
All right. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. Ryan Wendinger here, Habitat Program Administrator. Hopefully, can you see my screen as well?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Thank you. Yeah, so I come before you today here with a proposed land exchange near Lake Byron. Slide to advance here. Yeah, so Lake Byron Lakeside Use Area. This property is owned by the Parks Division, northwest side of Lake Byron in Buell County. The Lakeside Use Area is primarily used for boating and fishing access there. You can kind of see on the next slide some aerial imagery of access roads coming in and some boat ramps, things of that nature. 6 acres in size. The adjoining lot owner there to the east constructed an 11-bay storage shed in 2017 and inadvertently, you know, by mistake, built half of the building on the park property or the GFP property. The owners of that shed and that private lot that are to the east of the parks property, they're interested in selling. And we do have a third party that is interested in buying that private lot next to the department's property along with that shed. And the buyer of that is also willing to purchase property up in Day County that's of interest to the Game Fish and Parks. The buyer is also willing to trade that property in Day County for a small part of this Lake Byron property here that's being encroached on by the storage shed. So here's the Lake Byron Lakeside Use Area. Essentially, the department platted out 0.21 acres. They're outlined in yellow. That acreage there includes the shed and a 7-foot setback required by the county, just to make sure everything was kosher. 0.21 acres, so pretty small impact there. Would not impact the current use of the area or the users. You can see in the aerial imagery there, some roads and stuff leading in further south of that yellow polygon where users access the lake. The property up in Day County is on the north side on the north side of Wabe Lake. That's near Grenville there, you can see on the aerial imagery. Joins GFP property. We have a lakeside use area there currently that gets utilized for access to the lake. The property is approximately 61 acres in size. 15 acres of lands, 46 acres of water. The willing seller there knows that if acquired, it would be traded to Game Fish and Parks, and wants that property named after his family, the Krakowski family. So property values, we had an appraisal done here recently, and the 0.21 acres there at Lake Byron was appraised at $11,500. That price only reflects the land, doesn't reflect any of the shed value or anything of that nature, just the land that it sits on. The Day County property came back, the 61 acres appraised at $61,000 or $1,000 an acre. James Krakowski, like I mentioned, had previously approached Game Fish and Parks last year wanting to sell this to the department. He really wants to carry on the family name that has been in place prior to statehood and carry on that legacy of his family name. So with knowing that, the department reached back out to Krakowski to see if he, you know, would be willing to work with us on this trade and make this connection happen. And he is willing to work with us and offered his property at a purchase price of $25,000 there. So just to kind of lay things out here as a summary, we'd have a third party essentially come in, buy this Day County property near Grenville and trade that for the property over there at Lake Byron, and then he'd also acquire that private lot next to the department's property there with the storage shed. In this kind of three-way change here, it'd just be a really good opportunity for everything to kind of get straightened out. It's a win for the Krakowskis, getting the property named after them there in Day County. The sellers of the storage shed get to sell the property as desired. And so with that, I guess I'll take any questions and I would come back before the commission next November here to take action on the proposed land exchange.
Very good. Any questions for Ryan or comments? Ryan, I have a question for you. As I listen to how the plan is put into place, is this a unique situation? I mean, it seems like there's a lot of moving pieces going on here. How often do scenarios like this happen?
I would say this is more of a unique situation, multiple moving pieces here, kind of a somewhat complex situation. But what we'll do is we'll drop an exchange agreement that will have all parties involved, and it'll be a simple, you know, one transaction type deal if approved by the commission. And all those details will be laid out in that agreement just to make sure everybody's on the same page and understand what's taking place.
Very good. Any other questions or comments? Commissioner Bees.
Commissioner Bees here. On that piece of property we're looking to obtain there from the Krakowskis, I hope I pronounced that right, but has there ever been an assessment? Is that one of the lakes that's on the rise, and if that piece of property could be flooded and not be there down the road?
Potentially, I guess. I couldn't speak to that. I'd maybe defer to some of the local staff if Jeff or Willie are on, if they're following or tracking kind of the northeast there with lake levels. I guess I wouldn't quite be able to answer that.
It looks like a really neat piece of property where there could be some development there out there for, you know, like more lake access or even a picnic ground or campground out onto that lake. But I mean, if it's potential to get flooded, then it kind of makes it look a little different.
Hello, everybody. Mike Klosowski, Game Fish Parks Regional Wildlife Supervisor at Rapid City. I was previously in that area, and that is part of the Grenville boat ramp area there, and it it gets used quite heavily. As far as it flooding out or watering increasing, and that area, as you guys all know, it increases, it goes up, it goes down. In that area, it would be well worth it. It's quite used and be a great addition. So,
very good. Any other questions, Commissioner Bees? Follow-ups? All right, very good. It sounds like, looks like everyone feels confident in the information that you've shared today. Ryan, thank you for this update. Job well done.
Thank you.